Kelly Clarkson on KCHA. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Happy Tuesday, the 23rd day of April.
It is, and it's 8:14 on the dot. 46, we have clouds in downtown Charles City. With today's community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, who do you have sitting next to you?
Well, we have two very important people from the community. They've been working very diligently on our housing issue. Both Emily Garden and Mayor Dean Andrews. Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys are co-chairs of the Housing Task Force. Who's up? What do you got for
us? Start off. We're part of the ADC, the Area Development Corporation. This is their task force, and it's been in existence for quite a few years, but it kind of was sitting on the shelf, you might say. And so about a year ago, we kind of got into this more deeply and decided, yeah, we really do see a lack of housing in Charles City. And so the task force has been, like I say, working pretty hard at this for the last year, and we've been doing a lot of different things as far as trying to promote more housing. And one of them is getting new housing, but one of them is working on the housing that we currently have in town to kind of raise the bar on, you know, what we have to offer in existing housing. And so that's where we're kind of working with landlords. So I'll let Emily speak about that.
Yeah, so a lot of people in town rent, which is totally normal. It's great. And we want to make sure that, like Mary Andrews said, they have a quality place to rent. And part of that conversation has been meeting with our landlords more frequently. So we've done two meetings so far. We doubled the attendance, or tripled almost, from the first to the second meeting, and have been able to really offer some great resources to landlords in town. The next meeting that we have coming up is one that we've kind of seen a need for, but just hadn't been able to pull together quite till now. And we are going to be offering a city services panel to the landlords to kind of better facilitate how the city and landlords are working together. Because I sometimes feel overwhelmed with one home to manage, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have all these bills. You know, like, it's a lot, you know, there's a lot that comes with a home. And landlords are often managing many properties, right? So we want to make sure that the city and the landlords are working together as best as they can. Any questions they have can be answered. So that will be coming up on May 2nd at 5:30 at the Zastrow River Room.
In the library.
Now, are these meetings mandatory for landlords?
No, but we have, like I said, had really stellar participation. I think that there's a hunger for knowledge and for collaboration from our landlords in town. It's a great bunch. So we're really grateful and excited to just be able to provide that opportunity as the Housing Task Force.
So yeah, one of the things we talked about as the Housing Task Force is, you know, these landlords, this is their business. And, you know, so these meetings are not to, you know, say, oh, you landlords, you're not doing a good job. These meetings are to say, how can we help you do a good job? You know, that's our goal in these meetings, is how can the Housing Committee work with the landlords to say, hey, what are the problems you're seeing? How can we help you to address those problems? Our last meeting that we had was with a gentleman from Cedar Falls that came up and talked about what are the responsibilities of landlords, but also what are the responsibilities of tenants? What can you put in your leases to make sure you have good tenants? So these meetings are meant to help the landlords to improve their business. And they're for people who, you know, may have, you know, 20 different properties, or they're maybe for somebody who has one or two properties. So we're hoping that all people who are in the landlord business will come to this meeting just to become, so they can become more informed to help them with their business. That's kind of what our whole goal is. So, you know, sometimes we think, oh, you're going to have landlord meetings, you're going to tell us we can't do this and we can't do that. But no, that's not what this is about at all. This is how can we help you. And like Emily said, this one, we at our first two meetings, we heard a lot of people talking about they have certain, I don't want to say issues, but with the city, the city has certain rules, the landlord has certain rules, and sometimes both are saying, well, why can't you do this? Why can't you do that? So that's what this meeting is for, is say, here's how we see it as a city, here's how we see it as a landlord. How can we mesh those two viewpoints to make it a workable situation?
Well, it's a great way for landlords to be able to collaborate with each other as well.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Just because there is such a need for housing that it's almost like there's not a competition between the landlords. It's more...
Everybody's
in this together. And so it's a great way for them to collaborate.
And we would be, remiss if we didn't recognize the stellar work that the city does do to make these resources accessible. Mayor Andrews and City Administrator Steve Deers both serve on the task force and are very vocal. So does Trudy O'Donnell, the city clerk. So we're really lucky to have such an involved and caring team from the city side of things as well, to then meet the landlords and work with things. Did you, either of you rent? You know, it's kind of a personal question online, but like at any point?
I did when I first moved to town.
Dean, did you ever, or Mayor Andrews, did you ever?
Yeah, we rented for 2 years out at the Clark Street apartment. They were called the Clark Street apartments when we lived out there, but everybody knows where those apartments are out on Clark Street. And we lived there for 2 years when we first moved to town.
I too was a renter for many years. I was here and working and then went to college back to college before I got married. I mean, it just a variety of reasons, right? That we all end up renting at some point in our life.
It doesn't feel like you can't, I feel like you're really not an adult until you've said you've rented.
Right.
You know, it's that transition between leaving home, not really. I mean, who can afford a home right off the bat? Really no one.
Right.
Unless you're really lucky. But, you know, it really, I think it's a good experience for the younger adult or whomever. Then when it becomes a responsibility as a homeowner, you now know what you're facing.
Well, and that's, I think, really interesting how you said, like, for that younger adult. And we're finding that the renting population is really expanded, right? So it's not just limited to that first kind of transitionary period. There's a lot of reasons to rent a home. So there is certainly a need for both more opportunities for living in Charles City and more rental opportunities. And like Mary Andrews has said, really improving that stock. And it's a little in the woods, but I just read a really interesting study on the effect that the housing bubble bursting had on millennials. And now that they're in the lending game and they're in the home ownership game, they were really impacted by that. So they're kind of like, you know, maybe I'm not going to buy a home at first. Maybe I need to kind of rent for a while and get my feet in the game. And more than just that first couple of years, maybe we want to rent for 10 years and then look at a home. And that's just really, it's an interesting change in the market, right? Because mm-hmm. It used to be like you grow up, you rent a place, then you buy a place. Mm-hmm. And it's not quite that linear anymore. So mm-hmm. I think we're really, again, so fortunate to have the landlords that we do in town and also the housing task force that, like Mayor Andrews said, has been really plugging away at getting more units to come online.
So again, that next meeting is
May 2nd at 5:30 in the Zastro Room of the Charles City Public Library.
Okay.
And we figure it'll probably, you know, 60 to 90 minutes somewhere in that neighborhood. So it's not like you're going to have to be there for 3 hours to listen to a lecture or anything. You know, we want to take the time to cover what we want to cover, but we don't want it to, you know, take all forever either. So I'm thinking like a 60 to 90 minutes. That's kind of what our other meetings have been. So, and like I say, this is for landlords that big and small. So whether you rent one house or 20 houses, we still would love to have you come and just learn some things about to make your business better.
Okay.
All right. Coming up once again, May 2nd, 5:30, Zastro Room at the Charles City Public Library. Thanks a lot to you too, Dean Andrews, Emily Garden, for joining us this morning. And we'll talk to you here probably in the next month.
Yeah. Thanks for having us on, you two.
Thank
I
you
appreciate
guys.
It.
Thank you very much. It's 8:22 with your weather coming up.